This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today. Plaza in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Loose Nut Productions presents Auto World. That's right, where I'm the loose nut behind the steering wheel. Woo, it's the season, tis the season four. I'm sitting in the gambling studio today, right here in the Auto World Plaza, live in Boise, Idaho. That's right. Put the coins in, let them drop, and, oh, listen, winner, winner! Chicken dinner. Yes, from the gambling studio I am. Why? Yeah, everybody's making a bet on that game today. Yeah, you know what game it is. It's got the, what is it, pigskin? It's got some white threads on it. What do you call that thing? A football, Eddie, the engine says. Here to the left of me, it takes care of your emails. That's right. It's the big game, and it's time now, right off the bat. We didn't get to an email last hour, so let's do it. Thank you, Eddie, the engine emailer. That Ooga horn, that's working good. That's what I like. Let's do it. Hand me the, yes. Oh, I know. Eddie's saying, I gave you the bag. I know. That's why I'm going in it, trying to find one. I got a lot of them in there this week, Eddie. Thank you. There's one. Going and reaching in with my left hand to the email bag. Eddie, the engine, takes care of your emails all through the week and through the show here. And, folks, when I go into the email bag, it's all new to me. I do not, period. Eddie does not share of the emails in the email bag at all during live showtime. I like to, it's what we call like stump the chump. I'm the chump. Absolutely. But I definitely love your, hopefully I get stumped here today. I love your emails, folks, and I ask and you deliver. Thank you. The address again is Auto World Radio. Auto World Radio. One word. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. Send me your concerns, your wants, your needs, your, what, just need help. You just say hi. Just email me. And I'll take care of you. Free consulting throughout the week, every week, at your automotive repair shop, your detail shop, your transmission shop, your brake shop, your tire shop, your details. Okay. Anyway, any division of your automobile that hopefully is dependable, I'll help you with. 48 plus years now. ASE, Automotive Service Excellence Certified Master Service Technician. That means I've been in every area and division in your car, fixing it. The only thing that I did not get a certification on, yeah, there's a couple of them, school bus driving. I just never did do a school bus drive test because I'm a technician, a mechanic, I'm not a school bus driver. But yeah, the ASE's involved in a lot of things, and that's one of them, but I'm not involved there. I'm involved in the auto world. That's what you're listening to. So with that, let's get to it. And if you do not want me to read your email live on the air behind the silver microphone, just put a little note on there, and I will not, I'll help you, and I will not leave it, read it live. Also, too, if you have a 911, it means you need help now. Put 911 on it. And Eddie, he's shaking his head. Yes, he'll pull that out right away, electronically, that is, through the email. He takes care of all that for me, so appreciate it. Let's do it. Mark, help. Wow, what a week for us in vehicle repair. Two cars on the same day failed us. Not only did it hit our pocketbook, but it was tough to get around, if you know what I mean. Hello, Uber. I'm emailing you for some help on that same old question. Should we or should we not keep our vehicles? The first one, Amber says, here's a 1999 Ford F-150. Second one, 2004 Ford Focus. Yes, they both have over 100,000 miles on it. Thanks again, Mark. Amber, listening in St. George, Utah on KSGO. Well, awesome. Amber, thank you. Here's a Valentine's. There's our woo, yes, our shout-out horn. Appreciate it. Dashboard Daniel. He got the shout-out horn in his hands at all time. Let's do a shout-out to KSGO AM 1450 and FM 93.1 right there in Lufkin, Enterprise, Washington, Santa Clara, St. George, Utah. It's good to have you folks along 2 hours every single week. Amber, thank you. Appreciate it. Beautiful area. Nice and warm right now, this time of year. Great question. Yes, I do get this question quite a bit. Like you said, it's the same old question. But you know what? I don't care, folks, if you think your question is dumb, stupid. No, it's not. Every question is honored 150%. Period. Now, when we get into the older vehicles like Amber has here, yeah, you end up with 100,000 plus miles on them. Maybe even 200,000 on that 1999 Ford F-150. Amber, sorry that both of them broke down on you. You know, you gotta feed the chipmunks that are under the hood, Amber, or they won't keep the vehicle running. Isn't that the truth, huh? Gasoline, petrol. Should we keep them? This is for everyone. This is why I love going into the email bag, because it helps everybody here on Auto World. If you own a vehicle like Amber does, she's got two of them here, you have to look at the amount of miles. That is like the gambling casino. That is, like I've always said, your mileage is a slot machine. As the numbers go up on that slot machine odometer, the more the numbers leave your wallet, folks. That's right. Parts only last so long. Period. Parts and pieces. To get you over the hump, you need some Reese's Pieces in your mouth. They're good. Anyway, from the Mars Corporation, Reese's Pieces. Amber, you want to make sure that your vehicles you have fit the utility use that you want them and use them for. Period. If they fit the utility for what you're driving them for and what you're using them for, keep them. Don't put hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars into a 2004 Ford Focus just to get rid of it for next year or sell it in a month. And if you do, let me know. I'll buy it. Why? Because you did all the work for me. You did everything. I don't have to put any money into it, and I can drive it for another 100,000 miles. My point is if you replace the parts that need to be replaced, like the front brakes, back brakes, batteries, starters, alternators. Take care of the oil leaks, the serpentine belt. The air filter on that Ford Focus is a pain in the... It really is. It's in the driver's fender. It costs money to do it and replace it. But please do. If you've got a plugged up nose, you can't breathe, and you're stupid old... God dang it, the Ford Focus is not stupid. It feels that way when the air filter's plugged up because it can't breathe. And next thing you know, if it can't get the air through there because the quick lube says, we don't do those. We got to take the inner fender well out to get that in there. We got more cars behind you. You need to go to a certified technician repair shop. Have them do it. Now, yes, they're gonna hit you with a pretty high number for an air filter, but it's the way the Ford Focus was designed and made. Get it fixed, because if the air doesn't get through there, then hello and goodbye to the mass airflow sensor, the barometer sensor, the throttle body positioning sensor. Do I need to go farther? Yes, I can, because then those sensors don't read correctly, causing the injection system to spray more fuel, causing them to burn up the oxygen sensors in the exhaust pipe. Yeah. Now we do. We are spending money now. So, no different than the 1999 Ford F-150 if you do not need a pickup box while you're driving a pickup truck. I know. They look good. Put a lift kit on them. They do look good. They love to suck the petrol, too. Keep them tuned up. So overall, though, Amber, make sure that you replace the parts that's got the miles on them. Get them out of there. Put new ones in there if you're expecting to keep the vehicle. Don't get rid of them. If you don't like if it doesn't work for the utility, get rid of them and go on. Hopefully that helps, Amber. Keep them for the best utility and get rid of them if they're not working for you. And buy something different that does work correctly. Thanks, Amber. Hey, down there in St. George, listening to us on KSGO AM 1450 and FM 93.1. I got a little gift packet for you. Send me your address, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. We'll be right back. Bridges, do we need them? Only in my mouth so I can eat.
you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hang up and drive. Get off of that telephone.
You are on the road and you ain't looking.
Where are you going? All you do is a yakety yak.
And you ain't
looking where you're at.
Go on and hang up and drive.
Get off of that telephone.
Infotain Mint. That's part of your telephone, isn't it? I guess we could call it Infotain Mint. Is it working correctly? Is it dependable? Welcome back to Auto World right here in the gambling studio, placing bets as you are today on that big game. Good to have you along. Thanks for taking your time out to sit shotgun with me and make sure the seatbelt's fastened. I got a little trivia for you. The WRX has been making Subaru drivers, all of you Subaru drivers, very, very happy over 30 years. Yeah, been driving the WRX that long. Subaru. What does the WRX stand for? 855-660-4261. Email me, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. WRX, what does it stand for? And it does mean a lot in fun with that car, too. I do know that. Oh, yes. Means a lot. Buick, a little more trivia for you today. Why not? Before we get to the dependability study, Buick introduced the very first electric turn signals in 1938. Talk about some infotainment. Yeah, electric turn signals. It was a big thing back in 1938. Thanks, Buick. Appreciate it. Buick, of course, United States built automobiles, and they are back with a vengeance, aren't they? They are. Okay, one thing we put up on Facebook, we do this every week, a little bit of a tease of things, of pictures, and ask you certain things, and thanks for being a part of all that. I'd like to answer them on the radio live and or even right there on the Facebook page. Of course, the address is my name, Mark Evans, or Auto World Radio, too. We have fun. Bridges. Do you take them for granted? Bridges. Yeah. You drive over them all the time, don't you? I know you do. Let me ask you this. Would your life change without them? You know, I mean, if the bridges weren't around, would your life change? Would your commute be longer? Yeah? Maybe? You know, there's six type of bridges, maybe even more. Now, I'm not a bridge engineer, okay? My nephew is, but I'm not. Has he told me some very unique stories? I will not share them with you today. Bridges. You got the beam bridge. You got the truss bridge. Cantilever bridge. You got the arch bridge. Then you got the suspension bridge. And then let's do one more. You got the cable stayed bridge. Never really thought about the bridges, have you, out there? See, the very earliest bridges were likely made with fallen trees and stepping stones to get across. Water, maybe? Maybe quicksand, huh? Yeah. They've evolved, though, haven't they? They really have. A lot of study has been done, of course, on just the word concrete. So let's get right to it. The oldest bridge. What is the oldest bridge in the world? See if I can pronounce it right. It's the Arcad Eco Bridge. The date? 1300 to 1190 B.C. L-H-I-I-I. And I had to do that because of the Super Bowl. The age, L-H-I-I-I. Wow. Yeah. Who built the very first bridge in America? This is all part of your auto world. You need bridges. Who built the very first bridge in America? Is the Ads Bridge. City landmark, the number one national historic landmark. In 1867, the St. Louis Bridge, an iron company made up of a group of city bankers and businessmen hired by James Eads. 1820 to 1887 was his lifespan to build that bridge. So, you want to know what the most beautiful bridge in the United States is? Yeah. What is the most beautiful bridge in the world? The United States of America. It has been classified as the Golden Gate Bridge. Well, it was once the world's longest and tallest suspension bridge, and is frequently listed among the world's modern wonders still today. I've got good memories of that bridge. my grandma that sponsors Mabel's massage pedals here on Auto World. Grandma Mabel lived right there and had the fog coming in. We used to look out her window and could see the Golden Gate Bridge. It was beautiful. Bridges. You need them. You want them. We take them for granted, I believe. I do. I blow right through them. On top of them. And they do work. But we need tax dollars to keep them up. We really do. We need a lot of tax dollars to keep these bridges going. It's crazy how time flies, just like it is here on radio every week. How these bridges kind of, fall apart. What's America's oldest bridge? Talking about maybe falling apart, needing repair. The Frankford Avenue Bridge. The Frankford Avenue Bridge, also known as the Pennypack Creek Bridge. The Pennypack Bridge, erected in 1697 in Holmesburg section of the northeast of Philadelphia in the United States of Pennsylvania. Yeah. The oldest surviving roadway bridge in the United States today. I know we have here in Boise, Idaho, a lot of folks listening on News Talk KBOI, AM 670 and 93.1 know that. I'll share a little trivia with you. As you drive down Capitol Boulevard from our Capitol and go from our Capitol uptown up to the Railroad Depot, I used to drive my first car that I still have, a 65 Dodge Coronet 440, down across the bridge, across the river. Today, folks, it's a walk bridge, walking only. Guess what? If you weren't paying attention, this bridge was so narrow. Imagine how wide a 1965 Dodge Coronet 440 is. It only had one outside driver's door mirror, and of course it was on the driver's door. If I was not paying attention, it was like a railroad style type of bridge, metal trusses. If you didn't pay attention, you skimmed the bridge on the right and took the driver's the mirror off on the left, and you met a new friend by accident because the bridge was too narrow. Today we just walk across it. Yes! Coming back, I have for you the 2024 Motor Week's Driver's Choice Awards.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
News update. The big game in Vegas on tap tonight. The Super Bowl kicks off on CBS at 6 p.m. Eastern between the Kansas City Chiefs and the San Francisco 49ers. Tons of non-football fans will also be watching to see this year's cool commercials. Now, last-minute tickets still running in the thousands. Here's USA's John Schaefer in Las Vegas.
According to StubHub, it's shaping up to be the priciest Super Bowl to date, with tickets for the game at Allegiant Stadium commanding an average price of $8,600.
Turning now to national weather, as folks head back to work on Monday morning, lots of rain expected in the south from the Florida Panhandle up into the Carolinas. Then, old man winter returns to the northeast Monday night into Tuesday, where we could see a snowstorm. Winter storm watches have already been issued from Pennsylvania to New England. Some of the areas could see 6 inches of snow. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You're in my car. The Auto World car. Where, in fact, Valentine's Day is right around the corner. Happy Valentine's Day to everyone. And get your sweetheart, your significant other, a little chocolate or something. You even throw a little kiss there. Could be a chocolate kiss. A Valentine's Day. Wow. We're projected to spend, just in 2024, it's projected already. Yeah. A study came out and said that in 2024, we are all going to be spending roughly $25.8 billion on Valentine's Day. Woo! And I thought the automotive industry spent money. Well, they do. 15.5 million cars sold a year. Compared to chocolate? Recommend to buy Hershey stock. Hershey stock. Always. It's always gone up. That's one treat you need to probably have in your car at all times. This is an Auto World tip. Candy. Yeah, believe it or not. You never know when you just might need a little bit of that chocolate. Snickers bars, you got Reese's Pieces, you got dark M&Ms. All because Mars Corporation brings them to you. They're good. M&M, peanuts, one of my favorites. Well, coming up here, next segment, we're going to talk, we call it EV 101. I've always been getting this question asked, hey, Mark, how long should electric car batteries last? We're going to find out. That's coming up. But right now, it's time to get to the 2024 Motor Week's Driver's Choice Awards. That happened this last week, and this is like the Academy Awards of Auto World. Motor Week, that is. Motor Week is a television program. You folks have probably listened to it. John Davis, Sarah Television's original automotive magazine. They hold this every year. It's quite a prestigious award assembly that they put on and give cars and brands, these accolades that are worth it. And so I wanted to kind of highlight some of these automobiles to help you decide maybe do you have the right automobile in your stable. So let's get to it. The best family car. Who won? The Honda Accord won the best family car of the 2024 Motor Week's Driver's Choice Awards. Family cars, Honda Accord. It's likely to come up in the conversation as we always are talking about that brand. Yes, the Honda Accord. The best family car. Coming down the list now, a lot of you have luxury cars and maybe you're looking at purchasing a luxury car. The best luxury car, of course, won the award, and that would be the BMW 5 Series. Yeah, the 5 Series BMW is the best luxury car. Going down the list, let's get right down to the best sports sedan. Oh, yeah, the four-door sports sedan. Acura Integra won that one. Now, last year, the Acura Integra earned the best sports sedan award, and it also did it again, the best sports sedan this year. Now, Integra Type S, those things are fast. It's a repeat winner. But it replacing the 200 horsepower 1.5 liter turbo with a 2.0 liter unit now, and it cranks out about 320 horsepower. A 2.0 liter. Type S. Going down the list, the winner of the best sport coupe. The best sport coupe. That would be a two-door. The Ford Mustang won the best sport coupe. Well, absolutely. We see them everywhere. They are a fun ride, aren't they? Yeah. The seventh generation, the biggest step ever towards modernization, looks tougher than ever, folks. They're doing it again. They're bringing it back for you. Going up, going down the list again, or up, whatever you want to call it, we have who won the best performance car in the 2024 Motor Week's Driver's Choice Award. And that would be the best performance car. The winner is the Chevrolet Corvette E-Ray. Electrification. Electrification. E-Ray. The Chevrolet Corvette. Quickest production Corvette ever. 2.5 seconds is what it takes you to get from 0 to 60. From the factory. 2.5 second. The best performance car. The Chevrolet Corvette E-Ray. Now, let's look at the best EV. Is the Hyundai Ioniq 6 is the best EV. Tying with another best EV, we have three of them, three-way tie. So you have the Volkswagen ID.4, the best EV. The best EV, Volkswagen ID.4, of course, 2021 Volkswagen ID.4 SUV was just the start of all things EV for Volkswagen back in 2021. And it's one of them classified the three-way tie, Hyundai the 6 and the Volkswagen ID.4. And then the other tie, three of them, is the Kia EV9 is the best EV. So you have three of them. Yes, the EV9 from Kia. It's a three-row all-electric SUV. Three-row. It started a benchmark for EVs. Wow. Now, the best small utility in the 2024 Motor Week's Driver's Choice Award. Best small utility is the Mitsubishi Outlander PHEV. The Outlander PHEV truly stands above the rest, folks. Why? 38 miles of EV range that the all-wheel drive plug-in powertrain delivers every time you charge it. Also, it has a three-row option. So you can get your best friend in the back seat, and your kids in the back seat, and your nephew in the back seat, or whoever. You can take all your friends with you. The midsize, the best midsize utility is the Jeep Grand Cherokee, one of the best midsize utility. Now, that's the midsize utility. Good job, Jeep Grand Cherokee. Who won the best large utility? Toyota Grand Highlander won the best large utility of the 2024 Motor Week's Driver's Choice Award. Let's go on down the list. Now, by the way, there's a three-row utility on that best large utility, three-row. But it's bigger and larger than the midsize. Now, we want some luxury in our life. Who won the best luxury utility? And that would be the Porsche Cayenne. They did it. 300 standard, 348 horsepower, six-cylinder.
Oh, yeah.
You want more? Porsche will give it to you. 729 horsepower turbo E hybrid. 729 horsepower. That's a lot of horses under the hood. Okay, let's get to the trucks. The best small truck is the Chevrolet Colorado and the GMC Canyon. Won the best small truck. Let's get to the full-size winners of the trucks, and that would be the best full-size truck is the Chevrolet Silverado. They won, even though their tailgates are opening up automatically. Remember, first hour, a little recall there on them. Now, overall, though, you really want to know, don't you? You do. Best of the year. Best of the year of the 2024 Motor Week's Driver's Choice Award. Now, like I say, this is, accolades are going out to all of the brands and models I just pointed out to you, but every year, Motor Week, television's original automotive magazine, gives you these. It is the you always want to know who won Best of the Year. And the winner goes to the 2024 Motor Week's Driver's Choice Best of the Year, the new 7th Generation Mustang, the Ford Mustang. 7th Generation. Serious updates, just adding insult to injury as they have. Competitors now, as I have always said, once one company raises the bar, the other companies are going to have to follow. Congratulations to Ford, the Ford Mustang. Best of the year right here on Auto World. Thanks, Motor Week. I'm Mark Evans. EV 101 coming up next.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Thank you.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Electric Avenue, and then we'll take it higher. Oh, we're gonna rock it down to Electric Avenue, and then we'll take it higher. Working so hard, like
oh yeah, Electric Avenue. It's here today, isn't it? It really is. Sorry to tell you that, but EVs are everywhere. I keep reporting how many billions of dollars the car companies are spending and all. Before we get into EV 101, we're calling it here on Auto World. Got a little Auto World trivia for you. What does the WRX stand for? That's on the back of the Subaru. WRX. What does it stand for? 855-660-4261. Email me, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And then let's do this. This is kind of fun, too, of course. Email. Email is always fun. But trivia, I love it. Did you know the very first Ford cars had Dodge engines in them, folks? The very first Ford cars had Dodge engines in them. Oh, the Dodge brothers. They did it. Okay, it's time right here on Auto World. EV 101. One question I get all the time. Mark, how long should an electric car's battery last? Well, the good news, folks, is that EV batteries can be, I'll just get right to it right off the bat, and then we're going to talk a little bit and visit about EVs and batteries. Why not? The good news is that EV batteries can be expected to offer a usage life of between 8 and 12 years. Range anxiety. Yeah, one of the very first early issues held up a reason why you and me, we might not want to adopt the EVs. Well, that largely faded as many new electric models offer gas engine revival range numbers. Yeah, the numbers keep going up. Charging speeds and charger availability are more, well, issues also, of course. You, the buyer, still question how long they can be expected your new EV to last. It's all about the battery, isn't it? Well, worry about the battery. Unlike gas cars, of course, which have well been known for issues and repair costs at this point, like we're going to do the dependability study here this week on Auto World, EV battery replacement costs are largely a mystery to many of all of us because of the vehicle's relative brief time on sale. Good news for all of us, though. The owners of EVs, the automakers, and the government have worked to increase EV warranty length. That's right. And the lifespan estimates for most new models are on par with their gas-powered competitors. This guide, this talk, the information you find will help you understand EV battery life cycles and how to preserve the battery life and the costs involved if you need a replacement. Batteries of electric vehicles are made of the same materials as the batteries powered your cell phone, your laptops, and other electronic devices. But that's changing too. Though some companies have developed, alternative chemistries, literally, batteries typically contain the lithium, the nickel, the magnesium, and cobalt. These elements may vary between batteries and vehicle types, and other materials may be used, but the basic building blocks are relatively the same. Automakers are working to engineer cobalt out of their batteries due to the environmental impacts of extracting the material, and solid-state batteries will further change the EV supply chain when they finally arrive. Yeah. Now, the good news is that EVs have long battery warranties, and most can be expected to offer a usage life of between 8 and 12 years. Automakers are required to provide at least an 8-year, 100,000-mile warranty for electric vehicles. And EVs sold in California are required to have a 10-year, 150,000-mile battery warranty. Okay, so then with that said, then many EVs are close to exceeding their 12-year threshold. Uh-huh. The Tesla Model S debuted in 2012, and there are several on sale today with odometer readings far exceeding 100,000 miles. Now, as you know, these examples might not be in top condition, but their batteries still have enough life to make them practical as commuter cars. Depends on how cold it is. How you charge it, how fast you charge it. EV batteries degrade over time for a variety of reasons, of course, related to your driving. Oh, remember the old Nokia phone? You threw it in a drawer for about 15 years ago plus. EV batteries, they lose capacity over time, of course, as we all know. Our batteries do, period. Batteries are coming up, state-of-the-art, a little bit getting better, built better. There's a new silicone gel battery now being built, and it supposedly is going to have a longer range and not be built out of those materials out of our Earth. Now, frequent DC fast charging may also lead to more battery degradation, you know, than slow charging. So if you're fast charging it, it's going to degrade your battery. Slow charging better. Now, many of the new EVs come with a level 3 or a DC fast charging capabilities. Most of the automakers advise only occasionally using them to prevent from mature capacity loss. Kia quotes a 10% loss over 8 years due to DC fast charging. So there are several factors play a role in the degradation, including the precondition of the battery. So if you buy any used one, how did the other owner drive it, cold weather-wise? How did they charge it? Weather impacts the battery life, of course, absolutely. I'm in four seasons, which four seasons mean a different temperature in each season. So your battery's coming in and going up in different temperatures. And also, how warm is your garage? Are you parking it in the garage? Are you parking it out in the street? Are you parking it in the carport, etc.? For example, cold weather up in Alaska would be completely different if you don't have it in your warm garage up in Alaska and you're sitting there with your EV sitting outside in the street. How long is the battery going to last as you drive down the road versus where you're living down in Corpus Christi, Texas? People listening there on Keys radio station, good to have you along, and you're in warm climate, etc., etc. See, using the vehicle's climate control systems can drain the battery faster too. And the drop can be as much as 40% for some of the vehicles. Charging takes far longer, and systems can take, the braking. Also, the braking, the way the car is designed and made. So is warm weather better on EVs than cold weather? Yeah. I believe so. Cold weather. And then, of course, another question I get, can EV batteries be recycled? Yes. Maybe not in the way we traditionally think of recycling. The technology for physically breaking a battery down into the component materials and reusing them is still in its infancy. The value of a recycled material isn't as high enough for commercially, though. Okay, so recycling is coming to be more and more every day. And can you repair an EV battery? That's another question I get. The short answer, folks, is yes, you can. It depends on the type of damage and the usage of the usable battery life that's left in the battery, but it can be repaired, believe it or not. It's just that I'm talking not a smashed battery in an accident. But there is companies today that are now starting up. They have been here for about 3 years now that are actually repairing some of these batteries. Now, as I go into the parts store, do you ever see on the battery rack for the ICE internal combustion engines that you are driving out there, do you ever see a what do they call it, a recycled 12-volt battery? Yeah. I know AutoZone, O'Reilly's, they have stacks of them. I mean, not a lot, but they do have a rack of them, and you can decide if you want to buy the brand-new battery or the recycled battery. That's called a repairable battery. You know, it's cheaper. What, $24.95 or $39.95 versus $139.95? One thing you got to remember, they won't last that long. And that is your EV 101. Thanks for joining me right here on Auto World. I'm Mark Evans. Next hour, what is up and coming? Well, we got the end of the program, Word with Mark, of course, and I've got to get to the J.D. Power 2024 U.S. United States Vehicle Dependability Results. I have them. We're going all the way to the top in the third hour. Go to my website, autoworldmedia.com, to get to the third hour if your favorite radio station does not take Auto World. Thanks, everybody. Drive safe. Motor on. Keep pushing the juice pedal.
Oh, I'm bad. I'm nationwide. Yes, I'm bad.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.